This is episode 2278 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to a brand new series we're launching into this week. Each week here on the podcast, we focus on a theme. And throughout the week, you discover customized meditation techniques, a different one each day, all focused around the theme. And this is a way for you to allow yourself to improve your life in a particular way. So you go deeply within a theme. You also have one of my favorite parts of a meditation series, which is a weekly challenge. This is a quest you go on where every day throughout the week, you focus on a challenge that also takes you deeper into the theme. And you also have a journal prompt for each day. So it's like a little workshop or a little class as you go through a series. Well, the theme for this week comes by popular request. I've had so many people reach out to me regarding improving relationships. Healing relationships is the focus for this week. This could be a relationship with a loved one, or maybe someone that is a friend, a neighbor, an acquaintance, a peer, someone where you find the relationship is maybe toxic, or maybe someone has hurt you deeply. You're holding on to a grudge and you're finding it hard to forgive. Maybe it's someone you don't even really know, but there's some friction between you and this person. This is the week where you will gain insight and wisdom to help you manage these difficult relationships. As you're guided through each meditation technique, I'll be sharing with you some insight and reflections from your fellow meditators. You are not alone as you meditate. There are a few million meditators out there listening to this podcast right along with you each month. So as you get ready to meditate, know that if you want to go a little more deeply into any series, you can try out the SIP and OM, S-I-P, like sipping tea, A-N-D-O-M, OM meditation app. And this is where you receive a 30-minute guided meditation experience. You also receive several tools. One of them is a slowdown guide with all the techniques at your fingertips, so you don't have to remember what was the affirmation or what was the breathing technique. You receive an herb to support you along the way. You also receive a yoga asana, a yoga pose that you can focus on this week to help you as you heal relationships. And you receive a journal with a day's reflection question right there on the app. So you're all set for whatever level of meditation journey you'd like to explore. Allow me now to introduce you to a fellow meditator, Dominika, who is from Austria. And she says, I'm trying to create healthy boundaries between my family. They don't even try to understand what I'm saying, and they still try to control me and tell me how to live my life. It's extremely painful, and it's affecting me in every aspect, even though I try to meditate and take care of myself. I want to thank you so much, Dominika, for sharing your message, because I know that many people can relate to experiencing painful relationships with their loved ones. I feel this way myself about several family members, and I've heard from so many of you, especially as we go through the coronavirus, where we're more distant with loved ones, we're more on edge, we're feeling more vulnerable, and we're often cooped up with our loved ones, or even our friends and colleagues can begin to grate on us or get on our nerves. We're all in this stressful time together. So I believe that's the reason why I've heard from so many people about this subject. So this is the theme we'll be exploring this week. Your quest may be a more challenging quest this week. I do these themes and quests right along with you, and I know this is a challenging quest for me as I reflect on difficult relationships in my own life. Your quest is a compassion quest. And this is where every day this week, you'll reflect on sending compassion to those people you struggle with. It doesn't mean you have to suddenly be on the best terms with that person. In fact, the person may be toxic. You may need to release that person and wish them well on their own journey. The goal this week will allow you to release people with compassion. Because when you harbor grudges, you really haven't released the person. They're still with you. They're still with you on your journey. So allow yourself to feel compassion with loved ones in your life, whether they're someone you want to continue a relationship with or someone you want to release. You'll be guided using a method I'm calling the healing method. And this is a method that's adapted from Dr. Melanie Greenberg's HEAL, H-E-A-L, technique. This is from an article she wrote called 4 Steps to Relationship Repair with the HEAL Technique, New Tools to Rebuild Trust and Love in Your Relationship. So again, you can do these techniques and this method with loved ones or with people that you may not even know well. So each day this week, you'll be focused on a letter of the acronym HEALING. Today, you'll begin with the letter H. So I invite you to settle yourself down and get ready to meditate. As you begin to relax your mind and your body, notice where you tend to hold tension and stress when you think about a relationship in your life that is difficult or maybe broken. You may find that you feel heaviness in your heart or your stomach clenches. You may feel tension in your shoulders or your neck. Notice where you hold within your body relationship tension. Think of this relationship you want to heal in your life as the relationship you'll focus on all week long. Every day you'll send compassion to this person, or maybe even a group of people. We begin with H, to hear. Hear this person, stay present and listen. Visualize this person. When this person speaks, make an effort to stay mentally present and to listen. Dr. Greenberg recommends opening your heart and take down your defenses. It's not about defending yourself, but about trying to understand this person. How could you meet an unmet need this person may be experiencing? Listen. Listen beyond the words for nonverbal signs of emotion. Does this person have an angry expression on their face or sadness in their eyes? As you visualize this person, what does their body language say? Are they open and receptive, or closed off and guarded? What do you think they are feeling? What are the needs that are not being met? Maybe love, compassion, understanding, control, or respect. This week, let this person know you understand them. Try to meet them where they are and accept their unmet needs. Continue to meditate and reflect on compassion in this relationship. And then let go of your thoughts and allow yourself simply to be. Sit for as long as you feel comfortable meditating. You are so worth slowing down for.